This episode of the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible is brought to you in part by Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide at easybiblenamesguide.com, which has got special Black Friday pricing from now until the end of this Friday at midnight Pacific Standard Time. You'll want to check it out before the Black Friday price goes away. easybiblenamesguide.com. Hi there, welcome to the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode 592. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. It's so good to have you here today. If you're new, great to meet you. If you've been around before, welcome back. How many times have you heard somebody say, I need to read the Bible more, but man, it's so hard to find the time? Well, tell them about this podcast, because this is the podcast that helps you stay on track. Here's how we do it. On Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, we read the Old Testament. And Tuesdays and Thursdays, we read the New Testament. Today we're going to read the book of Jonah from the New American Standard Bible. Are you ready? Let's begin. Jonah chapter 1. The word of the Lord came to Jonah the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, the great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. So he went down to Joppa, found a ship which was going to Tarshish, paid the fare, and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. The Lord hurled a great wind on the sea, and there was a great storm on the sea, so that the ship was about to break up. Then the sailors became afraid, and every man cried to his God, and they threw the cargo which was in the ship into the sea to lighten it for them. But Jonah had gone down below into the hold of the ship, lain down and fallen sound asleep. So the captain approached him and said, How is it that you are sleeping? Get up, call on your God. Perhaps your God will be concerned about us so that we will not perish. Each man said to his mate, Come, let us cast lots so we may learn on whose account this calamity has struck us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah. Then they said to him, Tell us now, on whose account has this calamity struck us? What is your occupation, and where do you come from? What is your country? From what people are you? He said to them, I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord God of heaven who made the sea and the dry land. Then the men became extremely frightened, and they said to him, How could you do this? For the men knew that he was fleeing from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. So they said to him, What should we do to you that the sea may become calm for us? For the sea was becoming increasingly stormy. He said to them, Pick me up and throw me into the sea. Then the sea will become calm for you, for I know that on account of me this great storm has come upon you. However, the men rowed desperately to return to land, but they could not, for the sea was becoming even stormier against them. Then they called on the Lord and said, We earnestly pray, O Lord, do not let us perish on account of this man's life, and do not put innocent blood on us, for you, O Lord, have done as you have pleased. So they picked up Jonah, threw him into the sea, and the sea stopped its raging. Then the men feared the Lord greatly, and they offered a sacrifice to the Lord and made vows. And the Lord appointed a great fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was in the stomach of the fish 3 days and three nights. Jonah chapter 2. Then Jonah prayed to the Lord his God from the stomach of the fish, and he said, I called out of my distress to the Lord, and he answered me. I cried for help from the depth of Sheol. You heard my voice, for you had cast me into the deep, into the heart of the seas, and the current engulfed me. All your breakers and billows passed over me. So I said, I have been expelled from your sight. Nevertheless, I will look again toward your holy temple. Water encompassed me to the point of death. The great deep engulfed me. Weeds were wrapped around my head. I descended to the roots of the mountains. The earth with its bars was around me forever, but you have brought up my life from the pit, O Lord my God. While I was fainting away, I remembered the Lord. And my prayer came to you into your holy temple. Those who regard vain idols forsake their faithfulness, but I will sacrifice to you with the voice of thanksgiving. That which I have vowed I will pay. Salvation is from the Lord. Then the Lord commanded the fish, and it vomited Jonah up onto the dry land. Jonah chapter 3. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, the great city, and proclaim to it the proclamation which I am going to tell you. So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, a 3 days' walk. Then Jonah began to go through the city 1 day's walk, and he cried out and said, "Yet 40 days, and Nineveh will be overthrown." Then the people of Nineveh believed in God, and they called a fast and put on sackcloth from the greatest to the least of them. When the word reached the king of Nineveh, he arose from his throne, laid aside his robe from him, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat on the ashes. He issued a proclamation, and it said, "In Nineveh, by the decree of the king and his nobles, do not let man, beast, herd, or flock taste a thing. Do not let them eat or drink water. But both man and beast must be covered with sackcloth. And let men call on God earnestly, that each may turn from his wicked way and from the violence which is in his hands. Who knows, God may turn and relent and withdraw his burning anger, so that we will not perish." When God saw their deeds, that they turned from their wicked way, then God relented concerning the calamity which he had declared he would bring upon them, and he did not do it. Jonah chapter 4. But it greatly displeased Jonah, and he became angry. He prayed to the Lord and said, "Please, Lord, was not this what I said while I was still in my own country? Therefore, in order to forestall this, I fled to Tarshish, for I knew that you are a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness, and one who relents concerning calamity. Therefore now, O Lord, please take my life from me, for death is better to me than life." The Lord said, "Do you have good reason to be angry?" Then Jonah went out from the city and sat east of it. There he made a shelter for himself and sat under it for the shade until he could see what would happen in the city. So the Lord God appointed a plant, and it grew up over Jonah to be a shade over his head to deliver him from his discomfort. And Jonah was extremely happy about the plant. But God appointed a worm when dawn came the next day, and it attacked the plant, and it withered. When the sun came up, God appointed a scorching east wind, and the sun beat down on Jonah's head so that he became faint and begged with all his soul to die, saying, "Death is better to me than life." Then God said to Jonah, "Do you have good reason to be angry about the plant?" And he said, "I have good reason to be angry, even to death." Then the Lord said, "You had compassion on the plant for which you did not work, and which you did not cause to grow, which came up overnight and perished overnight. Should I not have compassion on Nineveh, the great city, in which there are more than 120,000 persons who do not know the difference between their right and left hand, as well as many animals?" Here in the United States, tomorrow is Thanksgiving. You know what that means, right? Sure, it's the day we set aside to give thanks for all of God's blessing. But you and I both know that we should be doing that every day, don't we? Yeah. What it also means is Black Friday is almost here, and that means that time is running out on the special pricing that's going on right now for the PDF version of Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. So here's the deal. All the cool kids have been pointing their browsers to EasyBibleNamesGuide.com and saving more than half off on what might possibly be the best edition ever to a Bible student's library. Possibly, but of course I just might be biased. You see, I spent about 2 years putting the book together. Every name of the Bible, with every spelling from every English translation I could find, is in there. And I developed a very easy-to-understand method to show you how to pronounce all those names. There are nearly 7,600 entries, every name from ALR to Zuzite. If you hate skipping the hard-to-read names, if you get embarrassed when you stumble over them when you're reading the Bible in a group, or if you just want to sound like a real Bible scholar, this is the book for you. And right now, the PDF version can be yours for the crazy low price of just $9.97. Yeah, I know, crazy. But that's what Black Friday prices are supposed to be, right? Get on over to EasyBibleNamesGuide.com before this price is history. May God richly bless the reading of His Word. As you know, this book, called Jonah, is grouped in with what are commonly called the books of the minor prophets. Did you notice any prophecy in today's reading? Not much. Just one sentence, and it wasn't until chapter 3, verse 4. It said, "Yet 40 days, and Nineveh will be overthrown." It's a kind of wonder to me why Jonah wasn't included in the books of history, really, but nonetheless, here it is. We first heard of the man Jonah in 2 Kings 14:25, where we are told that he was from Gath-Hepher in Galilee. He brought a message of mercy to Israel during the reign of King Jeroboam, who practiced the worship of the golden calf, so he was not a good king. In today's reading, we read of Jonah's human weakness in the sin of running from God's calling, and then anger at Nineveh's repentance, and of God's mercy in forgiving Nineveh when they did repent, and in apparently even pardoning Jonah for his attitude toward them. It is not our job to judge who should be forgiven, or who should be given mercy, or who should be given another chance by God. If God tells you to take His message of mercy to someone, don't turn away. If we learn anything from this book, it is that. The wonderful thing about Jonah is that even after he blew it the first time, God gave him another chance to take the message to Nineveh, and this time he learned and he did it. You really don't want to go through having to be swallowed by a fish or something even worse, do you? When God calls you to something, get it done. There is great blessing in following God's calling, no matter what it is. What are your thoughts? Send me an email at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Remember, Black Friday pricing is on from now until midnight, Friday, November 25th, 2016, Pacific Standard Time. More than half off the PDF version of my book, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide at easybiblenamesguide.com. I really would hate to see you miss out. I'll see you tomorrow. Yes, there will be an episode on Thanksgiving. Hey, you can listen while you cook the turkey. Until next time, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thanks for being here. Bye.